Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
For 85 years, Mueller has been a force in the steel construction industry, producing metal products right here in the United States. Today, the Mueller organization includes 32 branches and 3 manufacturing facilities serving customers across many states, including the great state of Oklahoma. For 85 years, we've cultivated relationships with our customers, providing exceptional service before, during, and after the sale. We provide top quality products at prices our customers can afford. For 85 years, we've produced a variety of metal products to meet our customers' needs, including metal roofing, custom steel buildings, prefabricated kit buildings, greenhouses, and so much more. In 85 years, we've garnered a record of excellence and dependability. Trust your next project to our professionals. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
Cattle futures traded limit down and closed there today, with April feeders leading the way on the front end, down 450 at 150.57. Again, that's the lowest they can move for one day, so that will open up for expanded limits coming into tomorrow. Mays were down the limit as well at 146.05. August down 450 at 147.12. So across the board, negative trade here. Now, if you look at the May contract, this is the lowest level that the May has traded going all the way back to December. Now, in December, those lows were 142.65. Currently, May's at 146.05. So we're about $3.50 off of those lows. Live cattle down the limit as well, down $3 in April at 128.47. June's down the limit at 119.17. And then August down 257. Some surprised here at the discount to the cash market, as we are about $7 off of the feeder cattle index in April. And then live cattle, we traded 134. There was a little bit of 132 trade on Friday, but it was 132 to 134 on the live cattle. And yet the April's opened up down there, or traded down the limit today at 128.47. So at a deep discount here to where the futures are. Boxed beef at midday, just slightly lower, down 13 in choice, up 18 on select.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets were mixed today, but the wheat was higher. Chicago wheat up about 14 cents. Kansas City up 7 to 8. In July, Kansas City was up 7.5 at 475 and 3 quarters. A lot of talk about what the weather impact will have going forward. There's some more rain in the forecast, plus what we received over the last weekend. Although there were areas in Oklahoma and Texas that received significant rain, there were other areas that did not get hardly any. So kind of a mixed bag there in terms of the rain, but there is rain on the forecast. It looked like today hedge funds were in the buying mode here, bought about 8 to 10,000 contracts of wheat, driving those prices higher. Also bought some corn. It looks like they were neutral on the beans. They are already long beans, of course. It's estimated that on the beans, they're long about a little over 600 million bushels, so that's pretty significant. Again, there's no cold threat here, but there is some rain on the forecast. Exports this morning were on the high end for wheat at 456,000. Looking for 250 to 380. Corn and beans were both in the middle. Stats Canada will be out this Thursday with their 2016 acreage estimates, 7:30 a.m. On this Thursday, all wheat numbers 23.2 million. That's about a million less than where they were. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.